First of all, tell me about Physiology and how you set up the company.
Well, basically, I messaged Lisa saying that I've written a script just before Christmas. And we sort of were struggling to get sort of equipment and sort of people to help sort of make the production. So we just thought, let's make our own production ourselves and sort of carry on from there. So we got our own cast and crew, and the crew have their own equipment, and we're going to try and keep all crew together as much as possible.
You're unfunded at the moment. How are you proposed to fund the production?
At the minute, we are unfunded. It will go smoothly without funding, but it'll go much better if we do get funding. But either way, the production will still go ahead.
Yeah, and that's due to particularly crew having their own equipment and willing to use it for what we want to create.
We actually got our own crew together for the company, because we've only had the company now for 2 months that we set up. And in that time, you know, we've been able to obtain a fantastic cast and crew, a crew having their own equipment that have come on board. So it makes it much easier for us.
That's perfect. So shall we talk about Muddy Paws first? So you've got, it's a program you're going to do on missing dogs. You've got quite a few people on board. So how does that work? How do you cast for a program like that?
Basically came about from my love of dogs and belonging to a lot of the lost dog groups and really being upset every day. And I feel that, you know, we need to push it out there more in the media, what is actually happening every day. So we did the Muddy Paws crime page on Facebook. We put an advertisement out and said that we want to do a production about pet theft. We want to basically give the missing and stolen owners a voice, because a lot of them, even when they've had, you know, dogs missing 5, 6 up to 11 years ago, they don't feel that their dogs are still being looked for. So we want to give them that voice for them and for their dogs. So we'll be putting pictures of their dogs out there as well, hoping to trigger people's minds and hoping that people that are not on social media, you know, might come forward with information, or someone might even have a stolen dog and not realise it's stolen. There's all different avenues, you know, where we can get some information from for them, because they're just absolutely distraught. But we also want to bring up about pet theft awareness, because not everyone is aware. People are still tying dogs outside shops, leaving them unattended in cars, in front gardens, in back gardens. We shouldn't have to live like this, but we have to. Police need more powers. Government need to change laws quickly. They keep talking about it, but it doesn't seem that we're seeing any action. But that doesn't help the people that have had their dogs already missing. We need to help them, and that is what we aim to do.
And what about microchipping? What about microchipping? Does that not help you trace them?
Microchipping we are bringing up as well. And Debbie Matthews, who is Bruce Forsyth's daughter, is really campaigning to get the law changed for all dogs to be scanned by vets immediately and in different places, rescue centres, etc., etc. There seems to be a glitch in a lot of the microchipping systems, which I'm looking into at the moment, even for my own dog, where I actually found out 2 days ago that the phone number they have down in the evening for him isn't mine. You can find out what database your dog is on, but for example, it says mine is on Petlog, and then Petlog say it's on Petrac, and Petrac say it's on Petlog. So you're bounced between the two. And I'm just having a nightmare at the moment, basically. And even my own vet can't help me, which is actually based in Chessington. So
That's a really worrying story, because we all think, you know, I've got a dog and she's microchipped, and I think, okay, she's safe. If she escapes or disappears, she's 52 kilos. She'd take a lot of stealing, but...
So would mine, actually. It would bite them. But doing the production pushed me to double check my dog's microchip, and thank God I did.
Well, hopefully that's something. Yeah, hopefully that's something we can put in the story about checking your dog's microchipping, because we're all sitting back resting on our laurels thinking my dog's microchipped, so I've done all I can do. So that's all fine. So shall we go on to your other program on despondency and tell me how that started and how you're getting on with that?
Ash?
Yeah, I decided to start writing a script after Touchwood. And because of past experiences with mental health and seeing how it badly affects people and how badly it is to try and escape from the fact that you have it and the struggles that it causes, a lot of people don't realise the struggles that it causes in day-to-day life. And I just wanted to sort of raise awareness and sort of put that message across that it creeps up on you and it's just so harsh and it's a really difficult thing to grasp.
Do you think there's still a stigma around having mental health that people are actually frightened to say they have mental health problems because people will look at them and, you know, not view them in the way they would want to be viewed?
Yeah, and that's the issue. We want people to speak out about it because you should never sit in silence and there is always someone out there to help you. I wish that I went to more people when I was in that frame of mind. But yeah, it all started when I just wanted to make a difference with the mental health in current society because it's just not enough is being done for it.
No, so we're doing it in a drama comedy way as well to make it watchable. Obviously, if you make it too depressing, someone who's depressed won't actually watch it. So we need to reach a wide audience for it as well.
So you've got quite a lot of footballers or ex-footballers on board to help you with this. How does that work?
Yeah, well, I'm a massive Fulham Football Club fan and I already knew Gordon Davis and Rob Wilson. Spoke to them about the production and they were happy to appear in an episode for us. And Rob knew Mark Crossley, who helps run Walking's Brill, and their hashtag Walking's Brill on Twitter. It's a mental health charity. They're raising so much money for mental health and the NHS. And Mark then got in touch with Dean Windass, John Parkin and Chris Kirkland, spoke to them all, and they were very, you know, happy to appear in an episode because the mental health does actually mean a lot to them. It can happen to anyone, you know, whether you're not working. I mean, I'm not going to go back into it too much because it's in the media too widely at the moment, but even Harry and Meghan, you know, being as high as they are, you know, from someone who isn't working or lives on the street can have mental health. Someone in the royal family can have mental health. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, where you are, it can hit anybody at any time.